Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Let's go to Brian Scabrini, who joins us right now. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing okay. You heard what Draymond Green had to say the other day. Lime and I kind of disagreed with him on it, but, you know, you're a former player, so we want to give the floor to you. What did you think about what Draymond Green had to say about the whole Andre Drummond situation and players in general?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's he brings up, like, points that are, like, from 30,000 feet up, they're valid. Like, you say, like, oh, how do players get fine for saying they want to get traded, but organizations can't say that. And I understand that from a 30,000 foot view, that doesn't seem fair, but we all know life isn't fair. The teams have to abide by so many more rules than the players. And the fact that if you, and the simple fact is really this, and by the way, don't think Draymond Green is not trying to get Andre Drummond on the buyout market by standing up and going to war with him, going to war for him in post game. So when Andre Drummond does get bought out by the Cavs, if that does happen, he's looking at Brooklyn, he's looking at the Lakers, and he also is now looking at the Golden State Warriors because he wants to go join his buddy who stood up for him. But, like, you know, when you're talking about trading a guy who's making obviously $28 million, that's not an easy thing to do. A lot of teams aren't willing to take on those contracts, and or you got to take on a bunch of bad contracts in return. So, like, I understand what the Cavs are doing from the standpoint of, like, sit him out, because the simple fact is Jared Allen is a better player. He's had a brighter future. He'll be with the team moving forward. So, and if Andre Drummond – now, here's the point that I don't think Draymond brought up, or I don't think that it's being talked about enough, is what if Andre Drummond is just not happy being on the bench and he's sulking not doing the things that he needs to do to help the team win, even though he's not playing. Like, the checks are still clearing. Now, the teams, they owe him that amount of money, and they have to pay that. And I would never waver on that as a former player who, I think, if you have a guaranteed contract, you should get paid. But when it comes to how they decide to use that, that's really up to them. They do have the choice of sitting him and not playing him. Everyone has that option. But how he responds to that or how it affects his trade value, those are things that – that Draymond Green's not taking into consideration.
You know, we've seen a little bit of everything from Andre Drummond, and Detroit fans all warned us last year when they basically gave him away for nothing to the Cavs that, hey, he's going to put up a ton of stats. He's going to have some monstrous nights with rebounds and points that he has, yet he's not going to contribute to winning whatsoever. He was contributing to winning in the first month of the year for the Cavs. So what is his value? Could any team like the Brooklyn Nets, although the salaries would almost never happen, what kind of a team could use him right now? Has the entire league soured on Andre Drummond?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's teams out there that have, first of all, a hierarchy structure of, like, really good players. Like, for instance, you guys are gonna, if he goes to L.A. and he's playing with LeBron, I think you guys will feel a little bit sour that why couldn't he play like that for us? But, you know, I don't think he affects winning from the standpoint of, like, he's that big, he's that athletic, but he's not a great rim protector. He doesn't block shots. You know, he's a great rebounder, but the team doesn't the team doesn't get more rebounds percentage-wise than any other. Like Detroit, he was averaging 16 rebounds a game, and they were 20th in the NBA in defensive rebound percentage. So, like, the key is to score points, and then the key is, you know, to get have a guy that can help you do that, right? And rebounding is the same thing. The key is to get as many rebounds as you possibly can, but as a team. And if you have an individual that's good at it, that's fine. But like, it never moved the needle. Even rebounding, Detroit wasn't good with the best rebounder in the NBA. So, but he can go to Brooklyn. He could go to all kinds of these other places where, you know, first of all, he'll be on his best behavior because he's playing for a contract. And then second of all, you'll have guys like LeBron, even in Brooklyn, Kevin Durant, Kyrie, James Harden, you know, like, I mean, if he goes to Golden State, Steph Curry, like, if he's around guys like that, he can impact the game in his own way, and he won't do, like, the crazy stuff that you see him do right now, dribbling the ball behind his back, throwing the ball out of bounds, all that stuff you see when he's in Cleveland.
Brian Scalabrine joining us on the hotline. Some of the big moves the Cavs have made during this tough rebuild. Obviously, we know they took Sexton and Garland and Okoro this year, number 5 overall, and that stuff takes time. But, you know, hiring Beilein, a guy who had never coached, 65-year-old that never coached in college. They took Kevin Porter Jr. trade up to get him and then gave up on him already, even though they know he had a ton of talent. The Kevin Love contract and the Drummond move last year. So how do you rate right now this front office as it stands?
So I think there's an issue that probably people won't talk about is, like, you here in the NBA, you have to understand who you are, and you can't get romanticized about who you are. If for whatever reason Dan Gilbert wanted to win, he wanted to prove that he can win, and he signed Kevin Love, and they're like, if they're saying they're going to go for it, we're going to try to make the playoffs, and your team is not good enough, that could set you back big time. So you have to understand where you're at. And like, as soon as LeBron left, like, they should have pivoted and said, okay, LeBron left. I mean, this is like his history all over again. You got to understand, with LeBron, when he left, you're not going to be good. Your team, there's also a drop off from going to the finals. And we all understand how much LeBron pushes people to be better. So all that stuff happens, they should have pivoted. And I'm like, I'm not a big fan of tanking, but I am a big fan of, like, playing and figuring out what young guys you can make good. And having veteran guys on your roster at that point was probably not the smartest thing to do. You know, you probably could have tried to move Kevin Love right after the NBA Finals for a pick. You could have tried to done the same thing with Tristan Thompson. And I'll tell you my experience. I do all the analyst work for the Boston Celtics. Danny Ainge pivoted 1 year before everyone else would have. They had Paul Pierce, a legendary Celtic. Same thing with Kevin Garnett. They guys won a championship, and Danny convinced him to go to Brooklyn. And those picks set the Celtics up right now. I'm not saying it would have been the same situation. Not everyone is willing to do that and have that scenario like that. I understand that. But you have to understand where you're at. And if you have value with these guys and you can move on these guys, then you got to move and see how many picks you can get. Just look at Oklahoma City. They pivoted twice. Pivoted first when Durant left, and then pivoted again now with Paul George. And they're like, they got a treasure trove of picks. So, and if Dan Gilbert, for whatever reason, wanted to win, and Kobe Altman said, okay, you're the owner of the team, I'm going to try to do what you want to do, That was the wrong move. You should have pivoted and said, like, we got to go back down. We got to get young guys. We got to get rid of our old guys and try to get picks and then go from there. And then with a bunch of young guys on the team, a lot of things could be different.
Is LeBron the MVP?
So right now I think it is, because it's a little bit of a narrative vote. But I just, last night, when I called the Celtic games, I saw Nikola Jokic. No one player impacts basketball as much as he does, but the fact that LeBron has played in every game, the fact that he's came off the NBA championship with the 71 days, he's setting the tone. I think that he'll end up winning the MVP, even though maybe Nikola half lifetime achievement and probably more like 75% he deserves it, 25% lifetime achievement.
Yeah, I mean, there's nobody you would want more than LeBron James again. Like, I didn't know what to do with last year's bubble situation. It seemed like that ended up being the best thing to happen to the Lakers. You know, you had young guys on that team in big-time roles, didn't have to worry about crowds or anything like that.
Yeah.
So he wins the title anyway, and now it looks like he could play to 45 and beyond. It's like Tom Brady versus LeBron James trying to extend these careers, and yet he's still at the top of the game.
It is. I don't understand it. I don't understand how he's this good, but he's fine. He has the magical formula. And what I do understand from talking to everybody and hearing and reading is his dedication to his body, very similar to what Tom Brady's doing. I only hope that people, all these young players around the NBA, can look at that and say, you know, I might not be able to do that, but I want to like get as close as I can to be able to play 20 years in the NBA, 21, 22, and still play at a high level. It is quite remarkable what he's able to do. And I think it's like Tom Brady says, why would I walk away from the game now? I have all the answers. LeBron has all the answers. And when you're this old and you have all the answers, your body's supposed to give out on you. His body's still maintaining it. That's why he's out there dominating with his physical play as well as mentally.
Brian, we thank you very much for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. See ya.
Brian Scalabrine, Radio.com, NBA Insider. Brian Scalabrine, Insider Calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks do not want you to see. Be smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Coming up at 9, we go around the J.J. Watt. Up next, hey, speaking of, he's very interested in your Cleveland Browns. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, who are very interested in talking about J.J. Watt.
Whee!
Next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.